Okay, ready. So we began, last week we began speaking about the second bracha of Shemini Esrei, which is the bracha of Tchiyas HaMeisim. And it begins with the words, Ata Gibor Le'olam Hashem, you are mighty forever, Hashem. Chayim Meisim Ata, you revive the dead. Rav Lo Yishia, and you save. Rav Lo Yishia, you save a lot. So the tour. And Siman Kuf Yud Dalad says the Torah like this. Bracha Shnia, the second bracha of Shemini Esrei, Eino Pesachas Bebaruch, does not begin with a bracha, right? The first bracha of Shemini Esrei begins with Baruch, Baruch Atah Hashem. The second bracha, and so also all the rest of the brachas, do not begin with Baruch. Because there's a rule that whenever you say one bracha after another, the second bracha is not going to start with Baruch because it's included in the end of the previous bracha. Right? The previous bracha finished Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham. So now you're not going to say Baruch Atah Hashem again. It's going to continue without Baruch. And so that's why all the brachas of Shemini Esrei don't begin with Baruch, because they're all right after a baruch of the previous bracha. Says, it continues the tour. Uminyan tevoiseh chamishim ba'achas. There are 51 words in the second bracha of Shemini Esrei. From Ata Gibor until Machaya Amazim, there are 51 words. Why 51 words? Says the tour. Because that is how many words the four psukim have that this bracha was founded from. The Torah is revealing to us that this second bracha of Shemini Esrei is based on four psukim in Tanakh. And in those four psukim, altogether there are 51 words. And that's why this bracha has 51 words. Which four psukim? Says the Torah, v'heim dalet psukim shenema bahem mafteach. There are four psukim that have the words mafteach in them. Mafteach means a key. So we'll soon see that these psukim don't really have the word mafteach in them, but they have the word pesach, or pesach, which is to open. And these four things that are listed in these four psukim are never given over to a messenger. Hashem takes care of it himself. Meaning Hashem carries the key to these four things. And that's why they're called mafteach. They are the key to these four things Hashem holds. Ve'ilain, and these are the four of them. Mafteach shel gishamin, the key of rain, which is mentioned in this bracha, we say mashav ruach moed agesha. Vishel parnasa, the key of parnasa, which is mentioned in mechalkel chayim bechesed, Hashem sustains life with kindness. Vishel tchias ameisim, the key of reviving the dead, that is also a key that only Hashem holds, which is the whole bracha, bracha to Hashem, Chayim Meisim, Vishal Chaya. And then there is the key to a woman giving birth.
Isn't the Gemara list only three things?
Yes. Very good. The Gemara lists three things. The Gemara only lists Gishamim, Tchias HaMeisim, and Chaya. Now, Gishamim, which is rain, includes in it Parnasa also. That's why we sell the Psicha for Geshem, right? Because it's Parnasa. Yeah, Geshem is Parnasa. So the Torah divides that one, which is Gishamim, into two, which is Geshem and Parnasa. Now, you're supposed to ask, where is Chaya mentioned in this bracha? Right? Where is a woman giving birth mentioned in the bracha of Tchiyas HaMeisim? So the Prisha is bothered by that. We'll get to that in a moment. Let's first finish the tour. V'simonam, says the tour. Now, the tour, by the way, was not a Chassidish Rebbe, but the tour is going to give us a Rosh HaTevis. V'simonam, and the simon is Mafteach. Mafteach is Rosh HaTevis, says the tour. Motor, which is rain, that's the men. The pay of Mafteach is Parnasa. The Tov is Tchia, Tchia Sameisim. And the Ches is Chaya, which is a woman giving birth. Motor, Parnasa, Tchia, Chaya. That's what Mafteach stands for. So Hashem holds the Mafteach of these four things. Hashem holds the key of these four things, which is Rosh HaTevis Mafteach. Shalmotar. Now, what are the four psukim? Shalmotar, the key of rain. The Chassidus says in the pasuk, Yiftach, Hashem lecha esay tzoray atoiv. It says Hashem will open to you His good treasure house. Es Hashemayim, the heaven. His treasure house is the heaven. To give you the rain for your land in its time. Uboy esrim v'sholesh tevis. In that pasuk, there are 23 words. So that's the pasuk of Motar. Shol Parnasa. The Torah brings a pasuk for Parnasa too. A separate pasuk. Shal Parnasa, the Chassidus says in the pasuk Poseach es yadecha u'masbi'al l'chol chai rotzein. So there, the first pasuk, it said the word Yiftach, right? Second pasuk by Parnasa says Poseach es yadecha u'masbi'al l'chol chai rotzein. Boishev ha-teves. That pasuk has seven words. So 23 and 7, we're up to 30. Shal Chaya, we find the pasuk that Hashem opens the womb of a woman, the Chassidus by Yizkar the Kimas Rochel. Hashem remembered Rachel by Yiftach as Rachma. Hashem opened her womb. Uboy Esar Tevis, that has 10, that pasuk has 10 words. Now up to 40. Shal Tchia, and the pasuk of Tchia is Amesin, the Chsiv, V'yidat, and the pasuk says, V'yidat, and you shall know, ki ani Hashem alakechem, I am Hashem your God, bepischi es kivrei seichem, when I open your graves, v'aloisi eschem mikivrei seichem, and when I raise you from your graves. Uboy Achas as Reitevis, that pasuk has 11 words. Hare chamishim v'achas. So we have a total of 51 words. And since this bracha of Shemoneh Esrei is based on those four psukim, that's why this bracha has 51 words as well.
Sorry, where's the
last pasuk from? Now, your question that you asked, where is Chaya mentioned in this? The Torah says that this bracha of Tchiyas HaMeisim is based on the four keys that only that Hashem holds, which is the key of rain, the key of Parnasa, the key of Tchiyas HaMeisim, and the key of the womb when a woman gives birth. Now the other three we find in this bracha. We don't find the key of the womb in this bracha. Says the Prisha. Even though we don't find explicitly the woman giving birth in this bracha, yesh omrim atam shekiven l'masha omrim matir asurim, that the Torah intended that this is what we mean when we say matir asurim, that Hashem releases captives. The baby is a captive in its mother's womb. Shehu k'may chaya shahavlad v'ha'em ha'yu asurim. Both the child and the mother are captives until she can actually give birth. Says the priest a wonderful thing. This is why we say by the bracha, by a bris, we say, Hoydu l'Hashem ki tov ki di'olam chazai. We say it over twice. Hoydu l'Hashem ki tov ki di'olam chazai. Why? Because the Gemara says there are four people that need to thank Hashem. One of them is Echad Mehen Mishiyatim Beis Asurim. One of them is somebody who comes out of captivity. So the mother and the child, since they came out of captivity, that's why they're Mesak to say this pasuk, Hashem Kitoiv, because they have to thank Hashem. One for the mother, one for the baby. One Hoyd Hashem Kitoiv for the. So you might ask us, so when do we do it for a girl? To get the cash. So according to this tour, I was thinking that we have a new understanding why we know that b'chag nedanim al hamayim. We know that on Sukkot we're judged for water, for rain. The day that we actually ask for rain is called Hoshana Rabba. We ask Hoshana. The whole day is about no. Hoshana, help, no. It's all about Nun Aleph. Right? The number 51 tells us the tour is associated with the key to these four things, which one of them is the key of matar, the key of rain. The Bnei Yisrael says that the reason we say Hoshana is because Hoshana Rabbah is the 51st day from Rosh Chodesh Elul. So now, again, it gives us an understanding why we wait till the seventh day of Sukkot to ask for rain when, or to ask for parnasa, when all of Sukkot is a time of nidan malamai. The number 51 has importance. That's what the Torah is telling us. The Torah is telling us that this bracha of Shemoneh Esrei has 51 words because in those psukim there are 51 words. So there's something special about the number 51. So we ask for it on day number 51. Hoshana. And perhaps this is why Kabbalah Satoira, you were waiting for that. Huh? Yeah, but we hold Kabbalah Satoira was given on day 51 of the Sphira. We hold it was given on Zayin, it was supposed to be given on Vav Sivan, which is the 50th day from the Sphira, but Moshe Rabbeinu added another day. We hold it was given on Zayin Sivan. Torah was given on day 51. Why? Because, what? Why? What's the shaykhis? The shaykhis is because these brachas have really no meaning, they have no value without Torah. Right? When we're talking about Chayim, Tchiyas HaMeisim, Hashem revives the dead. First of all, by Matan Torah, Tchias HaMeisim took place. It says, Porcha Nishmasam, Bnei Yisrael died at Kabbalah Zatoyri because of the tremendous revelation, Hashem speaking to them. And Hashem had to revive them. There was Tchias HaMeisim at Kabbalah Zatoyri. And the reason why there was, why the Rebbeinu Shalom made it, Hashem couldn't keep them alive. Why did Hashem have to make Tchias HaMeisim at Kabbalah Zatoyri? Because the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted to show them that without Torah, a person is dead. A person is spiritually dead. So, in essence, Kabbalah Satoyah was Tchias HaMeisim. Right? When we received the Torah, we became revived. Because someone who has no Torah has no Chayei Olam. The Rebbeinu Shleilam gave us eternal life. And to symbolize that, there was an actual Tchias HaMeisim at Kabbalah Zatoyra. To show us that that's what Kabbalah Zatoyra is. So, there is Tchias HaMeisim at Kabbalah Zatoyra. That's number one. Chazal tell us, Ein Mayim Ala Toyra. Right? Mayim is Toyra. Yordim Makam Gevoya Makam Novach, because it descends from a very high place to a low place. Chazal say, Godol Yayim Akshomim, Kiyom Shenit Nevoy Toyra. The day of rain is as great as the day the Toyra was given. So Matar, rain and Toyra are associated, so it was given on day 51. Chazal say, Lo nitne Torah elo lo ichle haman. Torah was only given to those who ate the man. What does that mean? It means that Torah gives meaning to Parnassah. What value does Parnassah have if it's not going to support a Torah life? If it's not going to support Torah? The Gemara says, Hanabav loy tipshoy dochle naham ben ham. The Gemara says that Babylonians are fools because they eat bread with bread. Apparently, that's the way Babylonians eat. So the Gemara calls them fools. They eat bread with bread. Now, why is the Gemara telling us this? It's because you ask a guy, why do you work? Why do you work so hard? I work so hard? What do you mean? I need to make a living. Okay. You need to make a living. Okay, so what do you live for? I live so that I can so that I can eat and enjoy. And why do you eat? I eat because so I should be able to live. And why do you live? So you can make a living. Right? It just goes circle. It goes around and around. So they're eating bread in order to eat bread. That's basically what it comes down to. They're eating bread in order to eat bread. That's not a yid. We eat, we have parnosa, so we should be able to live a Torah life. So we should be able to live an eternal life. And that was given to us on day 51. Our parnosa now has chashivas. It has some importance, it has relevance. Children, chaya. Right? Chaya is giving birth. Right? We're giving birth to children, to be able to raise children, soldiers in the Rebbeinu Shlomo's army. Children now have meaning. And now there's substance. There's substance to everything now. So that was all given to us on day 51. Because day 51 represents these gifts that the Rebbeinu Shlomo holds the key to. Tchia, a mafteach, right? Mafteach is motor, parnosa, tchia, and chaya. Yes. Very good. Beautiful. One of them, the most commentary of mitzvahs. Very good. Shkoyach. And that's why we say every morning by Brichas HaTorah, we say, "Vaharev no Hashem alekenu as divrei sarascha befinu," meaning, Rebbeinu Shleilam, give sweetness to the no, to the nun aleph, to all these different things, to life, to tchias amesim, to rain, to parnasa, to children. Give sweetness. How do these things have sweetness? As divrei sarascha, because when they complement Torah, they now have sweetness. They now have a tam. Without that, there's no substance to anything. And that's the harev na. Make the na sweet. Make the 51 sweet. Now, why are all these mentioned in the bracha of Tchiyas HaMeisim? Yes, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam holds the key to Tchiyas HaMeisim also. Right? So, since he holds the key to the other things also, so that's why these are all included in the bracha of Tchiyas HaMeisim. So I believe that there's four types of Tchiyas HaMeisim. Chazal tell us that there are Gimel that are Nachshavim Kemeis. There are three people, what? There are three people that are considered dead. Considered as if they're dead. One is an Ani, a poor person. It's Chashav Kemeis. It's considered as if they're dead. Another one is someone who has no children. It's Chashav Kemeis. A third one is a Metzora. Right? So then, and then you have a mace. What?
I thought a Summa as well.
Yes, you're right. There is a Summa. Summa is Chashav Kemeis. So there's Dalet. There's four that are Nachshav Kemeis. Yeah. So we have to talk about these to understand why this is all listed in the Brach of Tchiyas HaMeisim is because the Ribbono Shel Olam is mechaye these meisim. We'll understand why I'm not focusing on Summa. There is the Tchiyas HaMeisim of when Hashem actually revives the dead. So that's mentioned by as Mechaye Meisim. Parnosa is mentioned because that is the Tchiyas HaMeisim for an Ani. That is, an Ani is Meis. What is the Tchiyas HaMeisim of the Ani? What is the revival of the dead of an Ani? When he has Parnosa. So Parnosa is a form of Tchiyas HaMeisim. Chaya, the giving birth, is the Tchiyas HaMeisim of a person who has no children. So that's again, that's mentioned as Matir Asurim, as the Prisha says, is referring to Chaya. That is the Tchiyas HaMeisim of a person who has no children. And then the last one is Matar, rain. That is the Tchiyas HaMeisim of a Metzora. Why is that Tchiyas HaMeisim of a Metzora? So I have to learn with you a Chassam Sefer, which is an unbelievable Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer is in the Drashas. So I want to do it justice. I'll read the words. Ha'inyan. So sorry, I'm not talking about this at all, but I believe this Chassam Sefer sheds light on what we're trying to, how matar, how rain, is the Tchiyas HaMeisim of the Metzora. Ha'inu ki yadua shehagishamim mishavim b'teva me'idim ha'ilim ha'aretz. He says, rain is created by nature from humidity that ascends from earth. Ve'hevel peh anshei ha'olam. And it happened, and it comes from, among other things that it comes from, is it comes from the humidity that comes out of people when they speak. Even though that little bit of humidity that comes out of people when they speak is very, very small. And the main thing is, Chazal say, that clouds draw from all the waters of the world, from the humidity of the waters of the world. Nevertheless, some of the humidity comes from all the speech of all of humanity. And therefore, hachush v'haseichel yoid. Therefore, our senses and our logic will testify. Ki hem b'nei adam ha'hevel v'ho'idim o'ilim ha'hem, whom ha'hevel peh doiv ha'nevalav ha'lashon hara rechilis. And therefore, if all this humidity that is ascending from people is from speech of vulgar language, lashon hara and rechilis, so ha'gshamim ha'mahavim mizeh, so then the rain that is created from this, heima meluchlochim, it is filthy rain. Tumah rain. Mizayahamas klipas avoinis upshoim ahema. It is rain that is created from the filth of these sins. Now, that rain causes fruit to grow and grain to grow. V'amacholim ha'mahavim izeh, and the food that grows as a result of this rain, causes people to become even more tamei than they were. So now they're going to talk even more lashon hara and more vulgar language, and it's going to be worse than last year. So now it's a vicious cycle. So now that humidity that comes out of their mouths is going to cause even more tuma in the rain, which is going to cause even more tuma in the grain, which is going to cause even more tuma in the people. And it causes that people should be even worse and greater sinners. And then the third year, it's going to be even worse than the second year. It's a vicious cycle that just continues to get worse and worse. To the point that we get that people are so ingrained in sinning and tumah, that would have been the case. But now we're going to be able to look at something we say every day in Kriya Shema, and we say it as a curse, and we're now going to realize that it's a bracha. It says in the pasuk, "Hishamru lachem pein yiftah devavchem." Be very careful that your heart shouldn't turn away. But if you do, v'otzaras Hashemayim v'lo yiyah motar, Hashem says, "I will stop the heavens; there will be no rain." And the earth won't give its fruit. It's a chesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem says, "I know," says the Chasam Sofer, "that if I give you rain when you're not doing Hashem's will, it's going to cause a vicious cycle." Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, "What I'm going to do is I'm going to stop. There's not going to be no rain and no grain until you get the message and you do tshuva, and then I'll be able to give rain of bracha." That's how the Chasam Sofer explains the psukim. When Hashem says, "I'm going to stop the heavens, they won't give rain, and the earth won't give grain," it's not a klala, it's a bracha. Because if it would continue to rain, and that would produce grain, it would just cause a terrible vicious cycle. So the Metzora, who is the one that speaks lashon hara, what is the tchias ha-mesim for a Metzora? Matar. When the Rebbeinu Shalom gives rain of bracha, we know that the Metzora is cured. We know that he's healed. There is no more. He must have done tshuva. There is no more humidity, bad humidity coming out of his mouth. So since these four matters of mafteach, of matar, parnasa, tchia, and chaya are tchias ha-mesim in a certain sense, matar is the tchias ha-mesim for the mitzora, who's a mace. Tchia is the tchias ha-mesim for the actual mace. Parnasa is the tchias ha-mesim for the ani, And Chai is the Tchias HaMeisim for the person who has no children. That, so they're all in the bracha of Chai HaMeisim. For Suma, there's no Tchia. No, there is no Tchias HaMeisim. There is no Tchia for Suma. That's not guaranteed. All the others are. So now we can understand why we mention in this bracha, we mention Soymech Raifem, Veroifei Choylem, Umatir Asurim, Umekayim Eminosai, the Sheni Ofar. These four are relating to these four different types of Mason. Soymech Raifem Hashem supports those who are falling. That's a reference to the Ani, who needs to be supported. Soymech Raifem Hashem supports the Ani who is falling. V'roifei choylem, Hashem heals the sick. That's a mitzvah. Umatir asurim, the preacher told us, is the baby in the mother's womb. Umekayim eminosa, the sheni ofar, and Hashem fulfills his loyalty to those who are lying in the ground. That's the actual tchias ha'meisim. So we have these four, once again, mentioned in the Baruch of Shemini Esrei. Now, there is nothing that is coincidental. In this week's parasha, the pasuk talks about the tzitz. And the pasuk says that what needs to be engraved on the tzitz is miftach pituche choisam kodesh lashem. That's the lashon of the pasuk. It's in this week's parasha and the parasha tetzav. Same pasuk. Miftach pituchei choisam kodesh lashem. We need to engrave with the engraving of a signet ring the words kodesh lashem on the tzitz of the kohen gadol. Says the Vilna Gaon, also not a chassidish rebbe, that miftach means the key. Pituchei choisam, that opens chaysam, which is ches sof mem. Ches sof mem is chaya, the woman that gives birth. Techia, resurrection of the dead. And matar, and rain. The miftach, pituche chaysam, the key that opens ches tof mem, kodesh lashem, that is, belongs to the Rabbi Nishleidim. Only he can open that. It's in this week's parasha when we're talking about the bracha of Tchias HaMeisim. Now, see if we can do this in 3 minutes. Why would this be mentioned by the tzitz? It's a beautiful remez, but why by the tzitz? There's a Gemara Masechta Sukkah. The Gemara says, there's a machlokes in the Gemara. The words Kodesh Lashem, how were they written? The Rabbanon say that is the bottom line said Kodesh La, and on the top it said Hashem's name. So the bottom said Kodesh La, on top Hashem's name. Very interesting way of writing it. Why would it be that way? At least write Lashem, which is one word on one line. Eliezer says, no, it's on one line. Actually, Eliezer says, Anira Isiv Beroimi. I saw the tzitz in Roimi. Roimi literally means in Rome. I saw the tzitz in Rome. And it was all written on one row. Kodesh Lashem. So the kasha is, if Eliezer says he saw it, so how is there any room for disagreement anymore? The Rabbanon don't concede. They still believe there has to be Kodesh La and Hashem on top. He saw it in Rome. Now, another thing we need to understand. Chazal tell us that the keys to these three things, Chaya, Tchia, and Motar is in Hashem's hand. What about everything else? Right? That's not in Hashem's hand? What exactly is left also? What isn't in Hashem's hands? So I want to suggest that really these three things really encompass all matters of physicality. Bona chaya umazayna. Bona chaya umazayna means children, life, and sustenance. That is what these three things represent. Tchia is life, chaya is children, and matar is sustenance. Mazaynas. And Chazal are telling us that all matters of physicality are in the Rabbeinu Shlomo's hands. To the exclusion of spirituality. That's not in Hashem's hands. That's in our hands. Hakol b'dei shamayim, everything is in the hands of heaven. Say Chazal, chutz mir shamayim. But these three things, which encompass all matters of Gashmias, that's in Hashem's hands. Now, all matters of Gashmias can go one way or the other. We can use them for our Yetzahara. We can use them, as we said before, like a goy uses them, for no good purpose. Or we can use them, we can elevate them and use them for Avodas Hashem. The word Kodesh, which we usually interpret as holy, doesn't really mean holy. It means designated. Right? A husband says to a wife, a chassan says to a kala, at the chuppah, arei at mikudesh asli. You're designated to me. The word Kodesh is designated. All matters of Gashmias can be designated. They can be designated for the Yetzirah, be designated for earthly reasons, or they can be designated to be used for Avodas Hashem. On the tzitz, and all really it depends on is the person's intent. All it depends on is kavanah. So on the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol, which was on his forehead, which represents the kavanah of a person. Say the Chacham, it said Kodesh La. It is all these matters of Gashmias, all these matters that are dependent on Kavana, are designated to. It's up to you. It's up to you what you're going to use it for. Hashem is on top. You can elevate it to Hashem. Says Rabbi Yezra, Anira Isiv Beroimi. Raimi means when it's elevated. I've seen it once it's elevated. Once it's elevated, it's all in one row. It's Kodesh Lashem. But otherwise, it's Kodesh La. It's designated for whatever you're going to use it for. So specifically here, says the Groin, Miftach Pituche Chosem Kodesh Lashem, that these areas of the key to open Chaisam, that is Kodesh Lashem. These areas are designated for whatever we use it for, but we're obligated to elevate them to be used for our Avodas Hashem. May we be Zoicha to use all of these matters of Chaisam, that it should be Kodesh Lashem. And that zchus will be zoicha to bona chayim, and everything we wish for ourselves.